ways of the Pacific Ocean navigators were almost lost to history until the voyages of the Hokulea and the growth of the Polynesian Voyaging Society brought them back to inspire new generations. Now the secrets of the ancient wayfinders are being taught in a college course. Polynesian Voyaging Society Captain Robert Perkins is inaugurating a non-credit course of instruction at Honolulu Community College in what he has learned as a voyaging canoe crew member, and he's with us in our studio. Hi, Bob. Thanks for coming.
Aloha mai. Thanks for having me.
I guess before you learn the real intricate arts of the wayfinder, you have to learn how to crew the boat, right?
That's very true. You got to figure out where you want to go before you can figure out how to get there.
Makes sense. So what kind of things are you teaching in this course?
Actually, the course was developed because we were looking for crew to fill a lot of positions throughout the Malama Honua worldwide voyage. Mm-hmm. And we found that the community was really interested, whether they wanted to go on the va'a or not. Mm-hmm. And so we decided that we should just start training people, whether they wanted to go on the actual voyages or if they just wanted to get more information. So
Sure. That's
how it started.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot more people who wanted to take part than knew how, right?
Many, many more, yeah. Of the 200 or so crew members that we actually used, we probably had 8,000 to 10,000 people that showed interest in wanting to become crew members.
Yeah. How long does it take to learn all the things you need to know?
Oh, my goodness. I'm still learning, and yeah. I've been at it for more years than I care to admit.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is that we take people from all walks of life. So the people that get to crew on these va'a are not sailors. They're, mm-hmm. I use the term, doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter. So mm-hmm. what we see is that a lot of it has to do with how much they want to learn.
Sure. Well, that's true of a lot of things, isn't it?
It is. It is very true.
At the same time, a lot of people who are becoming sailors for the first time, it's difficult to have an idea of what it is you're getting into, right?
It truly is. And because we're at sea for sometimes 3 or 4 weeks, each crew member has a particular responsibility or kuleana that they have to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to train them not only on how to sail, but also how to do that particular kuleana.
Sure. It would probably be helpful to know a few other people's as well if you needed to fill in, right?
Indeed, and that is always can be a problem. If somebody gets ill, then somebody else has to fill in for that mm-hmm. for that person's position. Yeah, so we generally try to have two people that know each kuleana.
Sure. Well, you've got some decades of experience of trial and error behind you, don't you?
We do. And believe me, there was a lot of trial and error,
sure.
starting, of course, with the first voyage to Tahiti in 1976, mm-hmm. which is interesting. It was the bicentennial of the United States. And then, of course, when we lost Eddie Aikau,
yeah.
Which, by the way, was the only person that we have ever lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's been an exciting time, exciting learning, and I think someday we'll actually know what we're doing.
Well, that's true of any art and science. You know, this is sort of art and science combined, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. The wayfinding, the non-instrument navigation is a natural science, I like to look at it, because we don't use any instruments, although we use our natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the stars, we'll use the sea, we'll use the birds, to find out exactly how far we have gone and hopefully where we are headed.
I've heard that before about birds. But what's an example of things that birds tell us?
There are certain birds that will leave islands in the morning and fly out, and perhaps they'll fly out 20 or 30 miles. And
mm-hmm.
if we see them fly in the afternoon, we know that they're going back to that island. So
uh-huh.
that gives us a real good indication of where an island is, as opposed, let's say, to an albatross that can stay at sea for months on end.
Yeah.
And so we don't use them, obviously, because they're not telling us anything.
So if you see certain birds, you're within 20, 30 miles of them.
Some birds will go further, but for the most part, when we start seeing birds, we're getting pretty excited, yes.
It's sort of but it's at least a ballpark kind
of thing. It is, indeed, yes.
What about the just the view of waves that you get? What can wave directions and wave tops tell us?
Well, generally the waves are generated by winds, and generally the winds give the waves a fetch or a direction and a height and a duration that we can use, and they're fairly consistent, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for consistency. Mm-hmm. So if we see a groundswell that's moving from east to west, we can use that to determine our direction based on that groundswell.
Hmm. It's often baffled me that the Europeans' navigators either knew little of this type of navigation, but also from what I've seen in history, displayed fairly little curiosity about it.
Yeah, I've never read anything where Cook's crew or even Cook asked the people of Hawaii, the people of Polynesia, well, how did you get here?
Yeah.
They made comments on their vessels, on the canoes themselves, as to their speed and as to their strengths. But I have never read anything that anybody asked them how they got there.
Which is kind of remarkable when you think about it. It really is.
It really is. I mean, 10 million square miles of ocean and all of it habited. How did people get there?
Yeah.
It's baffling to me that Cook, in all of his wisdom, wouldn't ask that question.
Well, a very popular theory advanced by Thor Heyerdahl, I guess, in the 50s in Kon-Tiki, was that it was somewhat accidental. And that prevailed for quite a while, didn't it?
It did indeed. It did indeed. And I think what a lot of us say is that Thor Heyerdahl proved that people could get from South America to Polynesia. I do not believe, and I'm sure most people now do not believe, that that's how colonization occurred.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's sort of, we've come in the world of formal education to place a greater value on indigenous knowledge, it would seem.
I think that's very true, and I think that it's so easy to see how the Hawaiians and the Polynesians could get to these islands simply because they knew the wind patterns. They, of course, studied the skies, and so it stands to reason that they would get to these other islands.
Yeah. It's really a remarkable accomplishment, isn't it, Bob?
Indeed. It truly is.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Captain Robert Perkins is the director of Honolulu's Marine Education and Training Center and associate professor at Honolulu Community College and a captain volunteer with the Polynesian Voyaging Society. He'll teach an 8-week course in the techniques of the Polynesian navigator and the skills of crew members this summer at the Marine Education and Training Center on Sand Island. The course will be taught over 15 sessions, and you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.